Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Erechin Yud Ches, Erechin 18a, pagination is 35. We will, however, start from the beginning of the Perek, which actually means to turn a page back, to Yud Zayin Amar Aleph 17a, pagination 33, midway on the page. The Mishnah, at the start of this fourth Perek of Erechin, is going to clarify and work through who we are speaking about when we say the rules of Erechin. Are we talking about the person who is making the vow or the person who is the subject of the vow? Subject of the vow is that a person makes a comment, makes a commitment, makes a vow, an erech, that he will pay the value of this subject, of this other person. And based on the psukim, if it's an erech type vow, then we're going to be focused on fixed amounts based on age and gender. So the Mishnah tells us, Hesig Yad Benoder. When it says at the end of the parsha of Erchin, v'imachu me'erkecha, if he is unable to pay up because doesn't have the financial wherewithal, he's too poor to pay. So who is it that we're talking about that's too poor? It's the person who's going to have to pay. It's the person who made the vow. And therefore that assessment is being done benoder in the person who made the vow. Vehashanim, but the age, which is going to generate how much you're going to have to pay. Benidar, that depends on the person upon who, regarding who the vow was made, the subject of the vow. Vehaerchin, benerach, and the assessment of erech is going to be based on the gender of the subject of the vow. V'ha'erech bizman ha'erech, and the way we're going to decide the price that has to be paid is based on the time of the vow, as the Mishnah on today's daf is going to explain. If the person changed in age between the time of the vow and the time it's being paid up, you're paying based on the time of the vow because that's when it was binding. So if we take an example of a grandfather who makes a vow that he's going to pay the erech of his grandson, and he feels really good about this neder, it's a statement of thanksgiving that he has this grandson. So, Hesig Yad Benoder, we're going to evaluate the grandfather's wherewithal to pay, and if for some reason he can't, it will be less than the stated amount. The age is based on the grandson's age. The child is 7 years old, so be it. The grandson is 25 years old, so be it, whatever that age bracket the person is in. V'ha'erchin b'nerach, the gender, male or female, on the grandchild. And the age, if the child was whatever age at the time of the vow, and then changed, we're going to follow the time of the vow age. The Mishnah tells us, Hesig Yad Benoder Ketzad. How does Hesig Yad, the wherewithal, financially work? Ani Sharechas HaOshir, if a poor person made a statement regarding a wealthy person, Nosin Erech Ani, it's based on the person who made the vow, in our case, the grandfather. V'Oshir Sharechas HaOni, Nosin Erech Oshir. And again, the grandfather's wherewithal. The first case, let's say, the grandfather is poor and the grandson is making it big. You will have a discount because the person who made the vow doesn't have the financial wherewithal to pay. Turning on to Amud Beis, so now we're on the facing page to today's blat. The top of the page, the Mishnah says, it's about 12 lines down, Haya ani ve'eshir. If a person was poor at the time of the vow, but he became wealthy, Asher ve'eni, was wealthy, and now became poor, Nosen erech Asher, he does have to pay the amount that a wealthy person would pay, the described amount, no discounts. If he doesn't have the ability to pay, then it's a debt. He's going to have to pay. But that's the amount that's being assessed. Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, interestingly, Ani v'hashir v'chozer v'heni. If he was poor, so he would have gotten the discount, he became wealthy in between and then went down in financial assets. Nosin erech asher, Rabbi Yehuda says, that also generates a wealth status. The Gemara tells us that there are different psukim, asher tasig yad hanoder al pi asher tasig, whether he has the assets at the time that he's paying or at the time that he made the vow, either way he's considered an asher. And Rabbi Yehuda is even adding on, if he became wealthy anywhere along the way, he would be obligated like a wealthy person, because the pasuk says, "V'machu me'erkecha," he has to be in that poverty state, mitchila ve'ad sof, from beginning to end. Incidentally, the Rambam does not paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore this case of poor at the time of the vow, poor at the time of payment, would be sufficient to give him the discount. The Mishnah also states, Avo bekarbanos eino kein. When it comes to the mitzora, it all has to do with the time that he's bringing the karbanos. Let's move on to today's daf. And midway on the page, we have the first Mishnah of the page, where the Mishnah continues in explaining the four statements with which our perek began. The first statement, again, was affordability, if he's wealthy, and that's based on the person who made the vow. But the age and the gender are going to be explained now, as well as the fourth item, which is that the age, as it's changing, is going to be based on the time of the vow, says the Mishnah. Hashanim benidar ketzad. How does it work with the age? Yeled she'erech zaken. If the grandson is talking about the grandfather, nosin erech zaken. So he's going to give, according to the subject of his vow, the value of the grandfather. V'zaken she'erech es hayeled. But the grandfather who said a vow regarding his grandson, nosin erech yeled. He's paying based on the age of the grandson. Ha'erchin b'ne'erach. We're doing erech based on the subject of the vow. Ketzad, how does that work? Ish she'erech ha'isha. A man would say erechin, let's say about his wife as an act of thanksgiving. Nosin erech isha. So he's going to pay the gender of a woman. V'isha she'erech ish. And if a woman would say that about a man, about her husband, for example, nosenes erech ish, she's indeed going to pay the gender of the subject of her vow. Finally, v'ha'erech bizman ha'erech, and the erchin are evaluated based on the time that the vow was made. Ketzad, how does that work? Ha'erichu pachos miben chamesh. The grandson, in our case, was less than 5 years old. V'nasa yeser aban chamesh. And by the time you're ready to pay up, he's already past his fifth birthday. Pachas miben esrim v'nasa yeser aban esrim. Someone was less than 20 years old and then became 20 years old. Nosen bizman ho'erech, you pay based on the time of the vow. Yashar koach. Thank you for joining.